so many people have reached out to me and feel that the Fargo police chief keeps tossing everybody under the bus on this. Do you feel like West Fargo's been tossed under the bus? It almost sounds like it making it sound like this is all West Fargo's fault.
Well, first of all, I appreciate you having me on the show and giving me the chance to speak about this a little bit. And yeah, I mean, it is a little concerning that, you know, the myself was notified 45 minutes prior to a press conference yesterday that they were going to talk about this information. You know, had our department been provided with any notice or any communication regarding this contents of the press conference, we would have been more than willing to provide details to the public, to their team members, to the media, and anyone else with any questions. But we were not notified of this press conference, hence the reason why I had to do a press conference within 45 minutes and get some documentation together to correct some of the, you know, some of the misinformation that was put out by their department.
So 45 minutes prior to this is when you, the chief of West Fargo Police, is notified by the Fargo chief that, hey, we're holding a press conference?
That's correct.
What the hell? This facial technology, the facial recognition technology that the Fargo chief is having a fit over, this is the same stuff West Fargo has. It's the exact same software that the North Dakota State and Local Intelligence Center uses, correct?
It is. It's called Clearview AI. It's a facial recognition program. It's used by over 800 government agencies across the country.
Oh,
we've been using it since 2020.
Okay,
you know, and for the Fargo police chief to come out and to, you know, use the words bona fide police department is disrespectful to my agency.
Yep.
It's disrespectful to myself. We run a very organized, very professional agency here at West Fargo, as you know, as the community members know. This is not some, you know, technology that we use that we just found on someone's cell phone. I mean, this is a vetted program. There are checks in place. There are balances in place. We have audits in this. We only have two individuals who are authorized to go into this system. So for those references that you heard yesterday, mm-hmm. extremely unprofessional.
Yeah, I was taken aback, as I believe a lot of the public was, Chief. And again, this is this stuff. Let me ask you this, okay? So you guys, being West Fargo Police Department, you're investigating this. You're using this same technology that would have been used if Fargo PD would have sent it into the North Dakota State and Local Intelligence Center. It's the same software. You folks decided not to go any further. Why? Why did West Fargo say, we're not going any further with this right now?
Well, let me give you a tiny bit of background here,
okay,
if I can.
Yeah.
So back in May, we had this attempted fraud that happened in West Fargo. This attempt was, we believe that possibly the same person that did some of the same fraud cases in the metro area. You know, at that time, we used our system, and that system was used to identify a possible suspect. This, once we got this information, this was shared to other jurisdictions with, here's a possible individual. Mm-hmm. Just because we have AI software doesn't mean that we do not continue to do police work and investigate the crime. If we found that there was evidence and probable cause to send to the state's attorney's office, we would have. But we don't base our investigation and we don't base our reports that we are sending in solely on AI. AI is just a tool that we use.
Yeah.
Just like any other tool that's out there. We use this and then we continue to give us possible suspects, some leads. And at that point is when we determined to do more police work on it. We did not feel like just based on a picture that was identified as possibly Angela Lips was enough evidence for us to charge her out. You know, and at that point is when Fargo Police Department requested this information from us, and we sent them the information on this Angela Lips through AI. They requested it. And then for them to say that we did not send this information to North Dakota SLIC is incorrect as well. This information was sent by our intelligence unit to North Dakota SLIC, who came back with the same results. Obviously, they're using the same software as possibly Angela Lips. So when we give that information over to them, it is their job as their police department to follow up on the potential suspects, not to use that information and to say, this is it, this is the end of the line, we're going to use this to send the information to the prosecutor's office.
Wow. Fargo detectives also, according to the Fargo chief, Fargo detectives also assumed the fake ID used in West Fargo case was also used in Fargo cases. Fargo did not send its surveillance footage to Andy Slick. We found this out late Thursday last week and immediately began measures to address that, he said, adding the Fargo Police Department now has additional suspects. I mean, this thing is just it's an absolute mess. But what I don't like is the fact that there's other agencies that in my eyes and many in the public did not do anything wrong. And now they're the ones that are getting tossed under the bus. Yourself, I feel like Cass County Sheriff's Department's been tossed under the bus as well.
Well, and to the chief's point, I mean, you've had interdepartmental cooperation in this area between these agencies for years.
Yeah,
that sucks. Eroding that now.
Yeah, and that was, thank you for bringing that up, Ronnie, because it was something I was going to bring up too, Chief. Again, I'm not trying to cause a rift between departments because I've always said I've been here almost 30 years and I've never lived anywhere where agencies, have worked so well together. And it just seems like over the last few years, that is getting, it's getting wiped out, eroded. Do you feel that way or are the relationships still good?
No, I think the relationships are still strong. I think, the West Fargo Police Department works collaboratively with other agencies. We're willing to share information. Mm-hmm. We're willing to work with other agencies. I don't feel like there's any rifts. I just want to come on, when you ask me or for me to come out there and have my own press conference is to make sure that the public knows, to be transparent and show everybody that the information that they heard in that press conference is incorrect. And typically when press conferences, I'll tell you this, Jay, and I'm sure you know this, and I'm sure every single listener that's listening right now knows this. When there's a press conference that's going to happen that involves multiple agencies, the chiefs of police talk prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about what's going to possibly happen. If I mention the Fargo Police Department or any other agency in a press conference, I'm going to ensure that I talk to the chief of police on the Fargo Police Department before I talk about the incident or the case. That didn't happen here. That's why you and I are talking. That's why I did the press conference yesterday, is to shore up the information that was out there that was 100% incorrect.
Well, I know when I was watching the conference live, and I'm looking going, why is the West Fargo Police Department, the chief, not at this press conference? Why is the Cass County Sheriff's Department, the sheriff particularly, why is he
absolutely
not at this press conference? Because, again, these other agencies have been talked about, were involved, and they should be there.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and sometimes these press conferences, they move rapidly. Mm-hmm. They things happen very fast where they have to get, timing in and so on. But like I said to you, I said to others that have asked me about this, I wasn't there to represent the police department that I run.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is, that's unprofessional. And that's why you and I are talking, and to say that, use some of the words of bona fide and those types of things. The West Fargo Police Department has investigators, detectives that are highly trained professionals. And when they use these AI platforms, this is audited by a captain. So a captain runs that division of our investigation division. And anything comes to Clearview AI, we document who's asking that. We document the result and we document the release that of who it goes to. So I think that we're pretty professional when mm-hmm. it comes to anything that anybody's asking us to do. And for some of those words that were used yesterday, like I said, uncalled for.
It is uncalled for. Now, so West Fargo has used this facial recognition technology since 2020, so almost 6 years now. And the chief yesterday is saying that West Fargo, they were unaware, at the executive level, unaware that West Fargo had purchased facial recognition technology. I got to believe in the last 6 years, Fargo has requested some of this technology, correct, from you guys?
Well, they've used and requested this technology numerous times. The number of that time, the times of request, I don't know. But they use this system from us. They've asked us to use this system or provided a request to use this system as of recently of March 19th.
Oh, really? Okay. Just a few days back. So to say correct. That they didn't know it, because I found that kind of hard to believe that as closely as these agencies work together, you would think that, yeah, the executive branch or executive level of the Fargo Police Department or any police department that works with West Fargo would know that West Fargo has this technology, especially if this is technology that is used by more than 800 law enforcement agencies across the country, and it's the same software that ND Slick uses. I was just taken back by it again. You know, you're not the only one. I know Cass County's been tossed under the bus. I know Sheriff John was on his program, I believe it was last week, you know, having to defend things that were said about his department, too. And it's a damn shame that this is happening. And hopefully when the new chief gets in there, that this stuff ends, because this does not play out well between departments. Again, there's always been a good, tight relationship, whether it's police, sheriff's departments, BCI, everybody's worked well together, and we don't want to see that erode, because the fact that all these departments work well together helps keep the community safer. I got about 30 seconds, Chief. Anything you want to say to the public before I let you roll?
I just want to thank the public for giving us the opportunity to, to be transparent to them, giving us the opportunity to make sure that this police department is ran professionally, and I can ensure the public that this police department is ran professionally. Everybody in here is highly trained, and it's a very, very respectable police department.